Now, how did that all come about? Was there a little bit of engineering behind that, or would you rather not talk about it, or what? This was very unusual.
Actually, I didn't solicit it.
Did you?
Did not solicit it. And
it says there...
I'll tell you, really, the guy I think that masterminded it was George Bushnell.
Oh, he was one of them, right?
He was one of them, and I think he got the thing going. But I didn't solicit it, and I was very grateful for it.
What? But it says they sent letters to 15,000 lawyers,
yeah,
which
yeah.
wasn't bad, considering the fact that lawyers are the people most interested in a political campaign of this sort.
Yeah.
Or should I call it a campaign for public office? Well, you did so that the students of history might be fully informed. What was the result of your being dumped by the Democratic Party and endorsed or embraced by 17 out of the 19 living former state bar presidents? It was a pretty good result.
Well, it was the best as far as I was concerned.
Well, you were elected by a 2-to-1 margin, as I recall, over the people who could be considered to have been your opponent.
Yes. And, as a matter of fact, if you get those figures...
I don't have them right with me, but I do remember.
I think I got as many votes as all the other candidates combined. the Democratic nominee, the Republican nominee, and 3 or 4 other parties' candidates.
Do you think that might have influenced the strategists in the party to perhaps refrain from any temptation to try this tactic again?
I think so. I think it... well, they said they wanted to teach me a lesson. And actually... I think they learned a lesson.
Well, I guess we've dwelled on that.
Yeah.
There are some other things that happened while you were on the court. One of them I wanted to ask you about occurred, I think, in about 1970, and there's been some unrest in the, among the public, I guess, and in the profession about bad conduct of lawyers, and there was some pretty bad stuff that went on in Livingston County, as I recall. And some of the the mechanism for disciplining lawyers was called into question, and the court, which has charge of this sort of thing, in 1970 or 71, shook up the lawyer discipline system in Michigan. Do you remember that? Created a new commission to superintend it, put 2 laymen on the commission, for one thing, that I recall for the first time. One of them was John Murray, who we both know quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have any role in that episode, or do you...
Well, I think we were pretty much of a mind that something should be done to improve the... certainly the perception as well as the reality of the grievance system. And I don't lay any claim to being I was in a position so that I was it looked like it was mine, but in all candor I think my colleagues to a person were as interested in it as I was.
Was Tom Brennan then the chairman, chief justice, you recall, in 1971? Perhaps
no, it
not.
Seems to me Tom Kavanaugh was. Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh was.
And
wait a minute. 71?
Yeah, 70 maybe, but not 71, because 71 would have been...
Oh, was Knight's Bill? When was I elected Chief Justice?
That was 75.
Okay.
We'll get to
okay,
that.
Okay. Okay, then, Tom Brennan... Tom Brennan succeeded John Deathmers.